Great writers and their hobbies. Be an all-rounder. In China, there is a tradition of studying a variety of things. Long ago, in Confucius's academy, for example, the students studied rituals, music, archery, charioteering, writing, and mathematics. Together, these studies were known as the six arts. Chinese teachers also encourage their students to have various interests and hobbies. This makes them well-rounded people. There are many examples of famous literary figures with interesting hobbies. They were excellent writers and also became experts in other activities. Wang Wei, the artist poet. Wang Wei was a poet in the Tang Dynasty, 618 to 907 CE. He was famous for writing poems about the quiet beauty of the natural world. But he wasn't just an amazing poet. He was also a talented painter. He used ink and water in soft colours to create gentle, poetic pictures of nature. It was a new style of painting Chinese landscapes. Su Xi of the Northern Song Dynasty, 960 to 1127, once said that Wang Wei had painting in his poetry and poetry in his painting. Wang Wei had great interest in music and was very good at playing the pipa. He could guess the music just by looking at musicians' hands in paintings. His interest in music also influenced his poetry. The word qin frequently appears in his poems. He was good at writing about different sounds. In one poem about a war, he described the noise of horses, battle horns, and people shouting. This makes the reader feel they are right at the scene. Li Qingzhao, the keen collector. Li Qingzhao, in the Southern Song Dynasty, 1127 to 1276, is one of ancient China's most talented female Ci poets. But Li Qingzhao didn't just love writing Ci poems. She was also very interested in collecting antiques. Luckily, her husband shared this hobby with her. They saved money to buy those treasures. Sometimes, they even sold their clothes to buy them. Over the years, Li Qingzhao and her husband built a great collection of bronzes, stone tablets, ancient books, and famous paintings. They recorded each object and kept them in a special study in their house. The two of them enjoyed discussing the collection together. After her husband died, life for Li Qingzhao was difficult, but she continued to look after the collection. This reminded her of the happy times with her husband. In her later years, Li Qingzhao finished editing her husband's book, Jin Shi Lu. It records the inscriptions on bronzes and stone tablets and is still used today. Jin Yong, the Wei Qi enthusiast. Jin Yong was a martial arts novelist. Many of his works have become world-known classics. As well as being a writing master, he was an excellent Wei Qi player. Jin Yong spent a lot of time improving his Wei Qi skills. He studied manuals and asked for advice from masters. But he knew that to improve further, he needed to find a good mentor. In 1983, Nie Wei Ping, a Wei Qi master, was taking part in a tournament in Guangzhou. Jin Yong went to meet him. As soon as they met, Jin Yong was about to kneel to show respect to his new mentor. At that time, Jin Yong was about 60 years old, while Nie Wei Ping was 28 years younger. Nie Wei Ping would not allow Jin Yong to kneel. In the end, Jin Yong insisted on bowing deeply. From that moment on, Jin Yong always called Nie Wei Ping master. Jin Yong said that he enjoyed the strategy and slow pace of Wei Qi. It gave him joy and time to think. He often included Wei Qi matches in his stories. Many characters in his works are also enthusiastic Wei Qi players. Beyond the written world. From ancient to modern times, so many Chinese literary figures have had great success in their interests. Ouyang Xiu, a famous literary master in the Northern Song Dynasty, was also a peony expert. He even wrote a book about the folklore and history of peonies and how to look after them. Lao Shi, a well-known novelist and dramatist, loved Beijing opera. He practiced hard and could perform as well as professional singers. The renowned modern writer Lu Xun was also a passionate designer and painter. He designed the covers of his own books and painted the illustrations. He even designed the emblem of Peking University. More than fun. These literary figures demonstrate the value of having different interests and hobbies. A wide range of interests and hobbies brings joy and meaning to people's lives, provides time for fun, and develops practical and creative skills. People can apply these abilities to other areas of their lives. Interests and hobbies are not just pastimes, but a path to self-discovery. They provide opportunities to grow and discover one's true potential. Word bank. Antique. Bronze. Charioteering. Collector. Emblem. Enthusiast. Folklore. Hobby. Illustration. Inscription. Landscape. Manual. Passionate. pastime, peony, poetic, ritual, self-discovery, tablet, tournament.